This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. Hour 2, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. We're an hour and 20 minutes away from Rangers President of Baseball Operations Chris Young joining us as reports are swirling around this baseball team. I'd have Evan Carter coming up here real soon. Kennedy Landry reported that. How'd she phrase it?
Yeah, Tuesday, probably tomorrow before the Red Sox series.
Right on. Jeff Wilson reporting that they are looking for a new hitting coach or maybe offensive coordinator to replace Donnie Ecker. As the axe swung once again over the weekend, the Jake Berger development from early last week was just the beginning. As you know, I think what we're seeing is everything that's manageable so far. You know, I haven't seen anything, you know, drastic, but just all of the things at their disposal. I'm kind of surprised they did it so soon, but I love it at the same time. I'm used to teams dragging it out and waiting, right? Mm-hmm. But I think this is CY following up on what he said in surprise at spring training that he was not going to be as patient with this year's team as he was last year. And maybe one thing that he learned from last year is, you know, don't assume that things are going to work out in your favor and be patient. So I like these moves, guys. What I would love is a trade for a big old son of a gun at first base or an amazing center fielder with a high on-base percentage. You know, that's what would really get me excited. Right now, I think we're hoping that these guys who have been good hitters can be good hitters, and these subtle tweaks can sort of agitate the team into being slightly better versions of themselves. But I would, you know, if I was, you know, CY right now, fingers crossed that this works, because right now it's still too early to address your team in the trade market. But in 6 weeks, that'll be a different story. And in 6 weeks, yeah, if these moves don't work out, it'll be on to the next thing, which is how can we remake this lineup in the trade market?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, CY is always down to make those moves. So who's going to become available? There's always going to be some options out there. How constrained will he be by ownership to make a move? Because, you know, he's going to want to swing for the fences, so to speak. So I'm with you. I mean, we'll see what Krim can do over the course of maybe the next few weeks, and maybe he can start to really show a little something there at first base. But you clearly have holes, and if you have championship aspirations, come on now. Let's do this thing.
Yes, sir. At 877-881-1053, Rangers making moves here. They're quite active, Brian. Have they done enough? Will this work?
Yeah,
what do you think?
You know, I was sitting there, again, I was talking to some of my guys around Major League Baseball about this, and I was just saying, hey, if you're the Rangers situation, one of my guys said, hey, it's hard to fix a Major League team in spring unless you have these upper minor league prospects ready to contribute. And he says you almost have to wait until the summer when the trade market opens up, because if you can limp to the summer, there's a chance, but there's really not much to do right now except comb the waiver wire for other people's trash.
I do think they can limp to summer.
Yeah, so that's the pitching staff, right? Yeah. We're counting on the pitching staff, but yeah.
And 2 out of 10 games, you'll have a good offensive game.
My guys were – I even asked my guy, you know, Dawson, you and I, the Walcott thing. Right.
Yeah. You
know,
yes.
We're watching Walcott and all that.
That's talent right there.
Yeah.
Let's get him in the show.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there and I go, oh, okay. Well, hey, well, what? Just educate me about Walcott. Would you bring him up right now just to kind of be one of those guys? And my guy said, listen, Walcott would get badly exposed. The Rangers need veterans with a history of hitting to start hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And this coach to shake up is the warning. Trust me, that clubhouse is freaking out right now.
Hmm.
So that's an observation from another Major League Baseball team about your Texas Rangers.
I mean, everybody's got to think, right? From
Can I also say something real quick?
Yeah.
Too? Yeah, and he also closed out with this. I meant to say about the Walcott thing. He said the Walcott move would also put CY in a really bad spot, especially if he looks like a teenager out there.
Mm-hmm.
He says CY will look desperate and the veterans will get pissed off.
Okay.
That's something else to kind of think about there.
We don't want to be putting our fortunes into the hands of a kid. We're not in a developmental situation right now.
Right now we wouldn't be, no.
I wonder when that stops. Maybe 20 years old, 21 years old. I mean, it's very rare that a teenager actually plays in Major League Baseball.
That was for my other guy. Was,
for good reason.
I was asking about Walcott there, yeah.
I've never seen a kid that looks that ready. My own eyes.
Yeah. I was drinking a lot of beers in the but he looked like a good baseball player to me.
It sounds different when his bat hits it.
Yeah.
He's big, but so athletic and so quick with his turns that he can make all the throws and turn him and all that. Have they done enough? Will it work at 877-881-1053? Move Garcia, move Carter, says the 901. I think I don't know if Adolis Garcia is tradable. I don't know if you'd like what you get back for him, but I don't know if you can continue to rely on him and continue to look at him as maybe an untouchable or a guy that you're building around at his age and his production the last season plus now. It's time to probably trust what your eyes are telling you, which is unfortunately sometimes guys in their early 30s, they just had a couple of hot seasons in their late 20s, their prime, but that was their peak and now maybe no longer capable of being good. So I'm looking at right field, center field, first base, second base, DH. As where can we legitimately make a move here for a player that could be a catalyst in the middle of our lineup or at the top of our lineup? Osuna's crushing in the minors, though. 16th best OPS in all of the minor leagues. First in runs scored and total hits. I've loved watching this guy play since I saw his helmet fly off his head when he was rounding second base in surprise. He plays with his hair on fire.
Mm-hmm.
He plays it like Pete Rose. That's what I would compare Osuna to. I don't know if he's going to challenge 400 at any point in his career, but he's killing it. And that's another guy that I think could have something, and maybe he's old enough. I don't know. Maybe we can get an update on CY on Osuna here coming up at 420.
Yeah, you just have both your best guys that's still in double A.
Yeah.
You know, with Walcott and Osuna, it's like you probably got to, hey, let's get the AAA thing going, that you can do the success there, and then, boom, we'll get you. But I'm kind of waiting for both of those things to happen.
That's kind of like if you're a bad team. That's why I always ask that question, like, Jared, if you were a bad team, would you bring these guys up, you know? But you're not a bad team. You're just a team not hitting right now.
All righty. So, I mean, the Rangers did drop 2 of 3. It was insane that we talked about it as much as we did after the day game Thursday. They'd gotten worked against Oakland, and we were kind of licking our wounds, and it just seemed like that was rock bottom, and Friday was going to be the beginning of a different story, and they went out there, and they were shut out until the ninth.
Yeah.
They were one hit until the ninth, and then you get one home run, and Dave Raymond and Mike Bassett did a tremendous job. I'm sure Sands and Hicks did a great job here on the radio making the most of it and having a sense of humor about things and being patient. But, you know, that's where we are right now with this baseball team.
I don't know if they've traveled. They probably left for Boston already. Maybe they haven't. I don't know. But, man, Dave Raymond just seemed so frustrated after the game the other day. Just watching the you know, I know Dave listens to us, and I have the utmost respect for Dave. I think he does a great job broadcasting. But he seemed...
Oh, that post-game Thursday?
Yeah, that post-game Thursday, he was like...
Yeah.
He was like the fans. He was very fan-like, like you know, try and talk me off the ledge here, guys. You know?
I mean, that's the stages of grief, I feel like. A Thursday, it was like, what the heck? Yeah. And then Friday to be plunged back in and maybe worse as Wu is dominating you.
Yeah.
You know, I think the only thing you can do at that point is try to laugh about it to prevent yourself from crying or from maybe going on an epic rant, which we'd appreciate, Dave. If you want to have a rant, you know, in the post-game show, we're here for it. Okay, how confident are you? The Jets did win 3 of 4 against your Dallas Stars. They outscored the Stars 13-5 in the regular season.
Yeah.
NHL.com staff predictions, though, favor Dallas 14 of the 16 analysts are picking the Stars to advance, Brian.
Okay, so there's 16 of them, right?
Yeah.
I think there were 14 analysts that picked Colorado to win. Probably the same guys and gals.
Oh, no. Is that the kiss of death?
The Stars, the Stars took every hockey person that had a pick. I was glad they didn't have my name on that list. But they had every hockey person, and they had them crossed off. It's like Colorado at six, crossed out. Colorado at seven, crossed out. I think there were three people that picked the Stars to win that series. So I wonder if it's the same group. They're all like, okay.
Yeah, is this a blessing that you want?
Yeah. Fooled me that last time, you know, kind of a deal. But I don't think they're a netminder. I think Hellebuyck is I don't think he's right now.
Gave up 3.85 a game.
Yeah, I don't think he's right.
830 save percentage in the first round. They nearly got eliminated by St. Louis.
St. Louis did a great job playing down the stretch. I think they won like 12 straight games and then, you know, took that thing to game 7.
I'm not that disappointed about Dodge and St. Louis.
I'm not either, dude. I think Bennington would have scared me more than Hellebuyck at this point.
I think that to me that's I just was worried kind of like about the travel.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then I was worried.
And then not having the home ice.
For sure. That's my concern. I playing the Blues, I'll take my chances with the Blues. I was watching Winnipeg play the, you know, and they're just offensively, they're so good. But hey, like so are the Stars, you know. Stars have kind of found some things here as of late, so hopefully that'll carry me. And they obviously have a netminder that's doing great right now.
Okay, speaking of finding things as of late, is playoff Mikko, you know, going to carry them now? Are you counting on playoff Mikko? Like 12 points in the first round is amazing. A hat trick to eliminate your former team is the stuff of legends. I feel like we should be going to pubs and raising glasses and singing songs to celebrate Mikko. Like that's what that is to me. But the first two games were so sobering, I guess, you know, and that narrative that, oh no, that Mikko's not going to carry you. He wasn't that great in Carolina. He's only amazing if he's on the ice with a first ballot Hall of Famer like McKinnon.
Yeah.
And I was worried about that storyline last week. I was like, please don't take hold. And the way this thing finished ever since that first goal went in, it was like a dam breaking. Yeah. And he damn near did it on Thursday night. I was just going to do it in game six, but that didn't work. So we decided to do it again. And this time didn't leave the Avs another period to come back.
No.
I thought it was genius.
Yeah. He's absolutely a guy that I feel like has now really come out of the shell. I mean, we can't understate how difficult it is to get thrown into a new team. All of a sudden now things are a little bit different. You have guys coming in and out. Robo's gone now. Okay, let's figure things out. And then all of a sudden now he's back to his usual postseason self. I mean, he's a guy that was one of the things we talked about when they made the trade was, yeah, when you look at a team with championship aspirations like the Stars, this is a guy who his postseason track record is fantastic. He usually gets better in the postseason. So it seemed like it maybe took a little while offensively to kind of figure things out. But now, I'm absolutely confident that he's going to be one of the main reasons why they continue to win.
I think that with the, you know, after the second period, with Dallas only having 10 shots, I think he took it upon himself to say enough. You know, when you could take the puck from center ice and race with speed all the way through, and the balance that he had to get that puck on net and then off that skate, it's just like he just had enough. You know, something needed to happen. Something offensively needed to get that crowd back in the game, and something needed to be in him and Johnson and others. I mean, that's what you got to have. And he really, for 10 minutes, he was, we laughed about the bubble games and stuff where they used to say, remember that we're not going home. You know, he wasn't going to let him go home.
He refused.
He refused to let him, you know, we're not going home now. And that's when you make trades like that and how that thing worked out. And that just shows you the talent of that player, that he could put a team on his back for the last 10 minutes of a game 7. And be the complete difference maker.
Total hero.
And Colorado knew it too.
Yeah.
Colorado knew. They'd seen that act before.
Yeah.
They'd seen that, like, you could kind of like, oh, geez, here.
I mean, they're supposed to have three other guys who might be better, you know?
Yeah.
And,
well, I'll tell you, Natchez, who they got.
Maybe four.
Well, Natchez didn't play bad, though. Natchez. I mean, they kind of feel like that Natchez, the trade-off was Natchez was going to be a lot of that type of player.
Oh, yeah.
Was going to be him, but with for a lot less money. Hmm. I think Natchez played pretty well against you in this series.
Yeah.
Right? But you clearly had the better guy, but I felt like just watching Natchez play, he was kind of a pain in the rear for you, having to deal with him a little bit.
Record book weekend for Scottie Scheffler, winning the Byron by 8 shots, 4-day score of 253, matched the tour record since 83. Got emotional talking about it afterwards. It was his first pro start back in high school, was at the Byron.
Yeah.
So Jordan Spieth had a final round 62. He finished tied for fourth. The quote from Spieth was incredible. Talking about his fellow Longhorn and buddy Scotty, he said, what he's been doing is inspiring. Given it wasn't that long ago, I was definitely better than him, and now I'm definitely not. I hate admitting that anybody, but I just watched it those first two rounds, and like, I've got to get better. It's very inspiring. I thought that was great honesty there from Jordan Spieth. It was exciting when he was dominating, but it's super exciting with Scottie Scheffler now. This is, I mean, the closest thing we've seen to Tiger.
Right? 31 under is unbelievable. Stupid.
I'll tell you what we need to do is go out there and play that course.
I'll go 31 over.
It'd take me all weekend.
No,
I'm lucky.
There's sometimes you play courses that are pro courses, and then other times
this is a much scaled down.
Everybody
version.
Else is playing it though. They were 8 shots back.
I know, but he was incredible. But they were 23 under, 24 under. That this course is if you hit the fairway, you got a chance to score. And that's pro golfers. That's all they do is hit fairways.
And the amount of water that we had, receptive.
It's a really nice place to play, but it is not going to challenge pro golfers like they need to be challenged.
FC Dallas fell to San Diego 4-0, first road loss of the season. They'll host AV Alta in a U.S. Open Cup match on Wednesday. Real Salt Lake up there on Saturday. Congrats to Atletico Dallas. Debuted their team name and logo over the weekend. It looks very cool. And they're going to begin play at 2027 in Garland. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the scene up, but we have some breaking Rangers news for segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, Texas Rangers PR tweeting it just 5 minutes ago as we went to break. The Rangers today announced the club has hired former Major League infielder Brett Boone as Major League hitting coach. Boone will join the club for Tuesday's series opener against the Red Sox at Fenway Park. This is Sean and RJ's Brett Boone.
That's wow, right. All right.
This is incredible.
Hitting coach the show.
He's been doing hits with them. He's turned himself into just a podcast monster from an incredible baseball family. I first became aware of them with Bob Boone.
Bob Boone. I watched his dad play.
Angels catcher, right?
Yeah, Phillies as well.
His grandfather,
yeah.
Ray.
Ray all the way back, yeah, too.
And then the brother, of course.
Yeah.
So I don't exactly know where his tie-in is with this organization, but I look forward to talking with CY more about it. Obviously, the network of Bochy and CY and all these guys. We were, just speculating earlier, hint, that, if they were going to hire somebody, it was going to be tough to find somebody that would, have a great case. Because it's so early in the season, nobody's been let go. Everybody that wanted to be getting a new job has already got one. So who could possibly be out there that would be quality? But this is exciting. Brett Boone's a guy that could, definitely work his way around a batter's box. I was the Mariners board op in 2001. Dude hit 37 home runs as a second baseman. It was incredible. That was the 116 win Mariners team. So. That's a pretty cool story, and it's time now for the C-Note here, Cowboys news of the evening on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Texas Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. We are heading for a significant flooding event, though, aren't we, Brian?
Yeah, the Trinity River right now is at 27 feet and flood stage. It's right at the crest would be at 30, but they're talking about it potentially. The flash flood warning goes from today up and through Thursday.
Huh.
So yeah, this is going to be going to crest at 33 feet. So be careful if you're down in that area, please.
Yeah, that stinks. I guess it flooded the last time was back in 2022. It happens, yeah. And that
valley down there,
valley area, yep. Down there, just it looks like a giant swampland there, yep. For that that week. So hopefully it's not too bad. Okay, NFL power rankings here. Which teams improved in the draft? Yes, Brian?
I just saw the Dart family again on NFL Live, just in case you wanted to know.
They love that B-roll footage of the Dart family enjoying their draft, don't they? Okay, we go to ESPN here, and this is a post-draft power rankings here. Not only do they give you some power rankings here, but they give you a little bit of a write-up. Where would you put the Cowboys right now if you look at the league?
Just NFL power rankings?
Overall?
Yep. I would say probably around somewhere in the neighborhood of 20.
Okay.
22.
I was gonna guess 18.
Okay, you guys are right on it. And who would you say is clearly the number one team in the NFL right now?
They will probably put the Philadelphia Eagles, I assume, right?
Yeah, I think it's still probably the Eagles or, even the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah.
The Lions.
Lions could be in there. Baltimore.
Baltimore could certainly be there.
I was surprised they put the Chiefs up here.
Okay.
At number one. I thought that Super Bowl butt kicking was so sufficient that if they lined up 10 times, I think the Eagles would beat them at least 8 of those, maybe 9. The way they dominated the second half of the season once they made their adjustments and sort of figured out what their strengths and weaknesses were. I don't know. That was impressive, okay?
Yeah, but they're getting a little bit healthier, from a wide receiver standpoint. Obviously, you now have Rashee Rice. You'll have Xavier Worthy in year two. They've done some things on the offensive line there.
They got Jalen Royals.
They drafted Jalen Royals as well. They've done a couple of things at the running back spot. I'm trying to remember who they – I think they went and got one of the Niners running backs.
They traded for why am I brain dead in here? It's the guy who filled in for McCaffrey for all those weeks. I'm surprised the fantasy football people will. I'm sure people are texting.
Elijah Mitchell is who they got. No, Jordan Mason went to the Vikings.
Mason. I thought Mason. Yeah. Okay, my bad on that.
They're looking at the Eagles' losses. Now, tell me, Josh Sweat, Brandon Graham, Darius Slay, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Milton Williams. Those are five names. I'm pretty sure at least three of those guys are still dang good. They did re-sign Zach Bond. They did have Jihad Campbell fall to them in the first round, and they added Samuel Mondon Jr. in the fifth. N'Kobe Dean still recovering from a torn patella, but Philly will have plenty of options at linebacker once he is healthy. So they're betting on those defensive losses to sort of be fatal, and that is significant. You know, I don't know if that would be enough to have me thinking that they're better than the Chiefs now. I think I might let a couple of weeks of the season go on before I put anybody ahead of Philly after what they did in that Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what, I mean, if you just off my stack, when you start to talk about, you mentioned Campbell, the linebacker from Alabama. I mean, he is, depending on what happens with N'Kobe Dean, Andrew Makuba is a huge upgrade at safety for them. I know we'll see how it plays out. They've kind of got Sidney Brown as a guy that maybe he played the strong safety. Sidney Brown's really just a special teams player. I wouldn't be surprised if Andrew Makuba and Reed Blankenship are going to be the starting safeties for the Eagles this year. And I think Makuba over Gardner Johnson's a huge upgrade.
Well, to that point, where the Cowboys are is 19th here on ESPN's post-draft power rankings. They moved them up a couple of slots, and they were looking at the pass rushers as well, losing Tank, but Sam Williams, Dante Fowler, and Ezra Raku. The combination of those guys being on the Cowboys defensive line has them actually moving up two spots from 21 before the draft to 19 afterwards.
And I do love that. The pass rush is going to be fantastic, but are you going to be able to stop the run? I think, to me, that is the big question about the defense still. Yep. And it's great to have a pass rush, and you can't have enough of those guys.
Yeah.
But can you stop the run?
They have swung and missed so many times at this defensive tackle spot, and I hope Jay Toya can be the answer. Yeah. But, I mean, Quentin Bohanna, Ridgeway, I mean, since Jay Ratliff, it has been one swing and miss after another when it comes to finding these big guys.
Yeah, but you wonder how much are how much is Jay Toya? How much is he going to play?
There's a chance he barely plays at all.
See, that's what I'm saying, though.
So, I'm hoping he's better than Mozzie Smith.
But that's going to be the trick, because you've got to figure out Jay could play on first and second down, could play on first down for sure. You know, with Mozzie plays with more range than Jay Toya does, where you're going to really have to make this thing up. You're going to have to be better on the edges. And guys like, you know, with Kenneth Murray, you kind of hope that you get something out of him.
Sanborn,
who made all. Yeah, I mean, that's how the run defense got a little bit better. Last year, you were tougher on the edges or better on the edges, and then you were able to kind of those linebackers. But you got some guys, when you talk about Revell and guys, and I got a really good report on him, talking to some people over there today, how he's come in and really accepted what he has to do. And he wants to get back, like, now is what he's trying to do.
Love that.
So he's pushing really, really hard to do that. But this is really not going to be about JT. This is going to be about some of those linebackers they signed. And can guys like Fowler and Williams and others play better off the edge? That to me is where this thing is going to hinge.
Okay, it is the C note here. Cowboys news of the evening. We do it every day at 3:20 here in the G-Bag Nation, looking at the top Cowboys headlines. Things can get busy with the Rangers and the Stars and the Mavs and all the other sports, but you know, every day at 3:20, we're going to be talking about America's team here as we go into this summer and approach training camp. Patrick Walker has a story up about how Shoddy says he's not going to change. He says, the guys I've seen change, I'm not going to name them. They weren't very successful. And I plan on being really successful. I like that line. He says, the reason I think I'll do that is because of my values and my beliefs and now how hard I work, but also because I'm going to be me and I'm not going to change that for anything. I do believe being genuine and being yourself is amongst line one here at this level.
Well,
because the pressure is going to be insane.
If you just listen to the calls that were made, the secret audio that we played on the station, he's got an enthusiastic group of coaches. Those guys are excited about coaching these guys and getting on the field and being on. And he's got some young first-time NFL coaches involved. So always good to have those types of guys in the mix. And hopefully, like we were talking about, the offensive line with the coordinator and an actual offensive line coach will make that group better as well.
The 972 asking, guys, for the past couple of days, I haven't heard you back in the day at 2:30. You're right about that. Okay, it has been moved to 5:30 for the first time in 12 years. The G-Bag of the Day moved times. It's there at 5:30. Now, if you can't hear it, you can always go back with the Odyssey app and instant rewind functionality. They break every show into like a podcast type of menu. You can just hit yesterday's or Friday's G-Bag of the Day and get caught up there. It airs at 5:30 every day. Then we get to LA Live. I feel disrespected is the quote from Dallas Cowboys undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Trayshon Holden.
I have a report about him today at 3:40. I'm going to break down some of these UDFAs for you as well.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I've always been the type to just work hard, but I feel disrespected. He has his college position coach, Junior Adams, here. He says, yeah, that was another reason why I decided to come too.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't draft a guy. I feel like I was one of the best receivers, and now I get to show everybody that I am. So Brian has Krusty's Corner here coming up at 3:40 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Okay, and then I got just something to put in your back pocket here, Chiefs. You'd appreciate it.
Hit me.
Okay, 10 quarterbacks to know for the 2026 NFL draft. Just in a hypothetical world where things don't go swimmingly for Dak Prescott next year, you know, you're under 500. And you're thinking maybe now's the time to use that first round pick on a QB. We go to Pro Football Focus here, and they say it seems likely Manning will not declare until the 2027 draft, but yeah, plans can certainly change. Currently tied for the betting favorite to win the Heisman. Do you guys think if he like wins the Heisman and is considered the number one overall pick that he would still stay?
Yeah.
He wants to stay that bad?
I think so. Yeah. They've shown that they're willing to be patient. His uncle wants to be the quarterback of the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah.
And he makes plenty of money. He doesn't need the money. And Peyton and Eli both played out their whole career.
Yeah.
His numbers in very limited sample size, outstanding. But those aren't a great barometer, are they, considering who they played? Or what do you think about that?
He had some starts, I think, was UT San Antonio, I think, was the one start that he made. But he came to the game as kind of like a power-running quarterback. You know what I was surprised about him is how good of an athlete he is.
He's great, yeah.
I kind of felt like that being tall and gangly and all, that he wouldn't be that kind of have that kind of slippery element to his game. But he really does, and he's got some power.
He's nifty, he's been working out.
So, I was more surprised about his running ability than I was him throwing the ball.
Cade Klubnik, Clemson. Yeah. Drew Aller, Penn State. Garrett Nussmeier, LSU.
He will be really good.
Sam Leavitt, ASU.
Sam Leavitt, yeah. Okay.
It's just okay. Carson Beck now at Miami.
I think Carson Beck had better find himself.
They say Lenora Sellers, South Carolina, is the biggest boomer bust guy going into the season.
He is very similar to Milroe.
Cannon arm.
Yeah.
Nice. Great athlete.
If he wouldn't have got hurt the LSU game in week three, South Carolina would have won that game.
Talen Green, Arkansas. Nico, UCLA, ooh, whose stock is on life support. He needs a big bounce back. And then Fernando Mendoza, Indiana. Hoosiers doing a nice job finding these quarterbacks now, aren't they?
They are.
Had a guy last year, had Penix 3 years ago. Now they got another dude. I didn't think of that as a football
Rourke
place, but they must have
Rourke
some good coaches.
Was the quarterback this
year. Rourke,
he was kind of
did
a
he
bang.
Get drafted?
No, I don't believe so.
All righty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. That was a heck of a tease from Brian there a few minutes back. Remind us, where are you going here?
Yeah, we've got 9 undrafted kids. I'm going to take 3 today, 3 tomorrow, and 3 the next day. We'll talk about them next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers have hired Brett Boone as their new hitting coach. We have CY coming up at 4:20. Sandler's going to join us here at the top of the hour, and then we'll talk about what to watch for in the second round of Stars and Jets. So we got this thing surrounded. I'm excited. You know, I think this is big money Ray stepping in. Maybe he doesn't want to spend money because he's concerned about the luxury tax and all the punishments that come if you start doing that. But hey, you know, let's go take a guy out of the media world here to be a hitting coach with a big name. Maybe that's stepping up and, you know, writing a check to get a guy in here that has a chance to, you know, say the right kind of things and manage this offense back in the right direction, because it's clear it has been underperforming for over a season now, and it needs somebody to spell it out for him just a little bit better. All right, so Sands coming up at 4 o'clock. More on this story. Here is Brian with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Thank you very much, Joel. Thank you much to Reliant. Just a couple of things before I get into these players. Dawson, I always have to ask you this question. In the moment, if you were at the AAC, the goal goes in for the hat trick. Is the hat going on the ice? And if it's one of your better hats?
It's going.
Just out of sheer excitement, right?
Yeah, in that situation. I saw a really nice, like, stocking cap go over.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that looked like about $45 or something.
I loved the amount of hats that went flying before the puck
As he's got the puck on the tape, and he's just, yeah.
That was great. You have to. I mean, especially in that moment, you can't even really fathom how caught up into the emotion you are in that building. Like, talking to my friends at church on Sunday that were at the game, they're like, dude, I've been in a lot of different awesome playoff environments. There was nothing like that last 13 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
And so you're engulfed in the euphoria. That hat's coming off. Now, you have to see where you have to make the non-emotional decision is before you head to the arena. You always have to keep in the back of your mind, this could happen. So I don't want to take my one seed hat.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have that hat trick hat that you're ready to let go of.
Yeah. What if, okay, real quick, I promise I'm going to get to these players.
You do want to flex a nice hat at the arena, though.
You do.
If you got new one.
Okay. I get that.
What would you do?
I totally get that. Imagine you just bought a beautiful Stars hat.
That's what I'm saying. You bought one at the arena at for like 50 bucks. It's got playoffs on it. It looks great. Okay.
I think I'm just taking my shirt off and launching that.
Just real quick. Okay. Chief and Lucius are sitting there with Wooly. We're all sitting there. But hat trick, and Chief grabs your hat and throws it. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yes. That's legendary.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not comfortable throwing with
that?
You don't hat.
You don't want to have that moment to yourself to be able to say, hey, that's my hat. You don't touch my hat.
Chief grabs your hat and throws it over the glass.
I think I would be so happy in the hilarity of the moment. I'd just be like, yeah, well done, dude.
Cool.
Like, he's got his hat on. He's got his hat on like backwards and yelling, but he grabs your hat and throws it.
I keep my own hat on and throw his?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He deserves to punch me in the face.
If he kept his on,
then
I'm going to rip his off and throw it.
He keeps his hat.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's keeping their hat. But Chief, in a
grabs mine and throws it.
Drunken excitement,
that's fisticuffs.
Grabs your hat and throws it. Can you get away with that?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
If you've thrown your own hat and then you're frustrated with that I haven't thrown mine and you take it and throw it, I think that's hilarious. But if you keep yours and throw mine, we got problems.
We're going
right to the pro shop for a new one.
Would you try and defend your hat?
Like, for sure.
I mean, like, you see, like. Okay, we've seen.
I mean, I'd probably try to slap myself for being so silly to have not thrown it already.
Yeah, we've seen Eric at the drunken World Series game, right? Like, a lot of vodka.
I didn't make it to that game.
A lot of vodka. Okay, I did.
Yeah.
A lot of vodka in it.
You and Mrs. Bush saw.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah. So, you have a way with words. So, we're sitting there, a lot of alcohol.
Earth brought us.
Yeah.
Mr. Bush was there, too, for the record.
I was just whatever.
That's Reagan's wife, by the way, too.
So there was a lot of alcohol in Chief.
Hey, tip of the cap, any chance we get. That's a good call, Lucius. A
lot of alcohol in Eric. He's got drink in hand. He's not even thinking about his hat. He's thinking about your hat.
Yeah.
Do you try and punch him? Before
he's really, I think I would be stunned because I'm watching the game.
You put both your hands over your head like to try and hold your hat. No, it would be easy
because I'm turning to high five Chief.
But no, he's trying to high five you, but he's grabbing your hat and tossing it.
My reactions aren't going to be quick enough to it. I'm thinking high five. He slides in and grabs my hat. It's over. I don't think I have a chance to react.
Are you yelling as he's like, he's got hat in hand?
It's my favorite hat.
Like, no, don't. And then in a drunken rage that we know he's in, he's tossed the hat.
He's
looking at you like, yeah, look at that, bro. But he has his hat on.
That's probably when a Draymond Green kick to the nuts is.
Dude, this is an incredibly detailed picture he's painting for me over here.
Yeah, he wants you to hate me so bad.
And now he's probably defending his hat because he knows I'd be coming after it.
No, because I'm fearful Lucius would have grabbed my hat because Lucius probably will have on like his F1 Mercedes-Benz hat or something like that. So that thing ain't going over the glass.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip of the cap.
Yeah, Lucius has got cocktail in hand and he's like high-fiving. He ain't doing no hat. So,
well, I think I'd try to wink at you on the other side of Chief to grab his hat.
You don't want
to. I swear I'm going to get to these players.
You do not want to be the guy or gal walking out of the AAC after a night like that. With your hat still on your head.
No, that's a walk of shame.
Yes, that is the ultimate walk of shame.
But you just bought that playoff hat.
That's on you, man.
That's a $50 playoff hat.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it to say you did it.
Say you did it.
I saw the Hattie. Yeah. I saw Ottinger save all of McKinnon's shots.
All right.
My pants will probably go flying off, too, at that moment. Let's be honest.
The drunken you at a sporting event is great.
I appreciate it.
It is great.
That was unbelievable.
It is. Okay, I'm sorry about that. All right. I'm going to talk about three players a day since we've got nine players. I'm going to start with Trayshawn Holden, the wide receiver from Oregon first. I'm going to go three guys today, three guys tomorrow, and three guys the next day. We're going to knock all these UDFAs out. Holden is a four-star recruit. Initially, he was at Alabama. And he was Alabama for 3 years, and then he transferred to Oregon. And so he wasn't very good at Alabama. He had some struggles with low number of catches, a lot of drops. But what this guy does at 6'2 and 211, he gives your quarterback a large target. And he's really, really good when it comes to running those dig routes, inside routes, the crossing routes. I don't think he has really, really natural hands, guys. I think he does fight the ball a little bit here. I think you'll see some double catching with him and not really, he's not a body catcher, but there's times where it just doesn't catch the ball particularly clean. And I think this is why people kind of went after him a little bit. So, like I said, got to be careful of him. Big guy fighting the ball, double catching it. His size does allow him to run through some jams and presses more than just beating him with quickness or elusive moves. His releases, his route entrance, I mean, it just doesn't have much speed or suddenness to him as a player. And that's going to be a problem for him. But when he does have ball in hands, he is able to get all he can. He's got the ability to kind of weave through defenders until they can bring him down. But he can work along the sidelines, back of the end zone. Those things are good for him to do. Contested plays, again, the hands are a little bit questionable. The length and the height help here. I just think it's going to be a hard time for him to separate from corners. I don't think he has, like I say, that quickness or that speed, and that's probably what hurt him of not being drafted by anybody in the league.
Speed,
yeah.
How bad is it?
It's noticeable. It's noticeable. So, but when I watched him play, I was like,
he's my boy's just planting quicksand.
Yeah, it's not getting through things very quick. But the size is really pretty impressive. It's 6'2".
Great hands.
Not great. Not great.
Body catcher.
Not a body catcher, but he kind of double catches some balls too. That's what we're talking about here. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Okay. Rivelando Fairweather.
Oh, the tight end.
From Auburn. He's 6'3". He's 300. He's 242 pounds. This kid transferred from Florida International University, FIU. And he moves well for his size. He's got really a long build, and he does have good hands. He's able to adjust to various passes that thrown his direction. Auburn's quarterbacks were awful. And he was able to kind of go low for a ball, go high for a ball, out in front of him, behind him. So the hand-eye coordination is really good there. This guy's got more straight-line speed than overall quickness. I do think he does a really good job of tracking the ball. He plays with body control down the field. He's able to work along the sidelines if necessary. There's a couple of times where routes, you know, where things broke down and he got to the sidelines and he had to make that tap-tap catch. But in college, you only need the 1 foot, but he's still tap-tapped. He doesn't have a lot of routes at that tight end spot. He just did not execute a lot of routes. He'll work through the middle of the field mainly. He will play in line. When I mean in line, he'll play next to the tackle, but most of his stuff is flexed or as a wing, and he's more of a get-in-the-way blocker as opposed to one who's going to stick his nose in the action. He's not that great when asked to block as that wing, or when he has to play on the move. When he has to trap or get somebody out of there, this is not his cup of tea, as they would say. He just doesn't have pop. He doesn't have surge. He just can't move defenders like he would. But his ability to catch the ball and run after catch are his best traits for the position. I felt like he had some of that John Stevens. Remember the kid that got hurt the last couple of years?
Yeah.
The athletic tight end that you kind of see.
He's turned heads.
Making plays, but every year it seems like he gets hurt in camp.
Yeah.
He's got some John Stevens to his game by the way he's built and by the way he moves. So I could see why the Cowboys like this particular player, Fairweather from Auburn. All right, the last.
Did it check out like he could help you in the run game with his blocking?
No, he's not that guy.
That's what I heard about him.
Not that guy.
That's why I trust Brian.
Not that guy. All right, Elijah Clark in my last report for the day. He's the safety from Syracuse at 6'1", 188. He plays as a true free safety. This kid transferred from Rutgers. He does have versatile experience across the secondary. He's played a lot of different spots. He can really high point the ball when he needs to go get it. He reads well from depth. When he sees routes developing, he can come forward and make plays. He's really physical in coverage. He flies downhill in the running game, kind of can square up runners in the hole. His strike, I mean, he's got some violence at 6'1", 181. He kind of looks a little bit like a corner playing more than he does a safety.
Like a vegetarian corner.
Yeah, he's thin. Might struggle a little bit having to deal with some, you know, if you put him in the slot and ask him to cover those guys. He's a 4-5 guy running, but he does have some quickness to him and able to kind of adjust. His footwork's going to have to be a little bit better. Flexibility in spaces, going to have to be a little bit better. But as far as coming downhill and making plays, I mean, there's a sense of urgency. So when he plays, I was kind of impressed with that. I could say the versatile skill set, the play up, the play back. He might be kind of a guy you use in some nickel coverage. But man, I'll tell you what, at 6'1", 188, I was impressed with how physical he was and his willingness when the ball went down the field, how he was able to play with some range and able to knock passes away. So I believe this was the highest paid college free agent the Cowboys signed. I think this kid was given a guarantee of $257,000.
Not bad.
As a guy. So that tells me that he was on the Cowboys draft board. A lot of these guys, I bet, were on Dallas's draft board. Those are the first guys they go after. So those are the three that we're going to start with today, and then we'll catch the other six in the next couple of days.
Man, I see on College Sports Network, UDFAs comprise over 12% of NFL starters.
Yeah.
There's some gold. There's some gold in these hills. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Undrafted free agent there in Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Sandler for some minutes, then what to watch for in the second round, Stars and Jets. And we're back right here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.